I don't know if like the people who are listening would think it was funny, but wasn't there a SpongeBob scene where they were like 47 and they like giggle? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, it was
Like
like
21.
they were just doing like punchlines or something,
Yeah, it
wasn't
was,
it?
or it was like a single word and they would like giggle after it. Like, what do you listen to after the show? The podcast. What can you listen to catch up on if you miss the show? The
Podcast.
Jim does an amazing SpongeBob.
Actually, that would work.
That would
right
work.
There.
We don't need to record it. We just did it as it was just
worked
happening.
It through. I like
That's
that.
Right.
I love that. I love that.
If you can only listen to one podcast. If you can only listen to one podcast for the rest of your life, please make it ours. Because then if you don't listen to the other ones, you don't know if they're any good or not.
Who are we? We'll let the music say.
All good things have to come to an end. And also coming to an end is the thing we're doing. Of course, they have the basketball brackets going on. We have a different bracket. It's a murder bracket. It's murder madness. We've been eliminating serial killers that are going head-to-head for the last week, and we're down to the terrible two, the terrifying two. It is Gary Ridgway, known as the Green River Killer, with 49 bodies. And go up against the finals, we have the Zodiac Killer, never been caught. So we'd like you to text, which one do you think will win? You can text us 615-553-0933, and somebody who is correct will pick a random winner, get you 4 tickets to a Preds game. What do you guys think?
What got the Zodiac Killer to the finals,
yes,
was the fact that he was never caught.
Right.
Yeah.
He's still on the loose.
Which means, and he's really good at it, so I would give him the edge.
Really?
But some would say that Gary Ridgway was really good at it because he killed the most people.
True.
And he also got caught.
Yeah.
The Zodiac Killer, a lot of people say there was maybe more than one.
Yeah.
There was copycat killers that came out, but
it's
I don't
hard
know.
To, I mean, really, as much as we were shocked by all the upsets,
yes,
the fact that they're here in the finals,
yeah,
is not terribly surprising.
Yeah.
No.
I love how we're talking so seriously about this.
Real in-depth analysis.
It's
I
like,
know.
It's like we're picking out a car or something.
We're here, yeah, at the ESPN Sports Anchor Desk.
That's right.
You know,
dun, 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 dun.
Let's talk to former serial killers who are now broadcasters.
Oh, if there was a channel like that, you know people would totally watch it.
I mean,
there's
an OJ crossover there.
Yeah. Yeah. So will it be Gary Ridgway or the Zodiac Killer? Text your prediction. You can go to 615-553-0933. Send it to us. Maybe you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to see our Nashville Predators. The Woody and Jim Show. Mondays are depressing, so we should continue that thought by having a Woody and Jim joke-off. We tell bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Yeah, we do. So, Gina's allowed to laugh, for those of you who have never heard this before.
Yeah.
She's the only one.
Yeah, and it's usually a courtesy laugh. All right. Would you like to begin, Jim?
Sure.
Let's go.
Woody, how do you remember all the things you need to do guaranteed? Settle into bed for the night.
That's true. That is,
yeah, that's just a fact of life.
Yes.
Jim, I saw my ex-wife's Tinder profile. It was full of lies.
Yeah.
She is not fun to be with.
I liked it.
Also a true story.
I could. Okay. All right. I may butcher this, so right. But I'm going to give it a shot.
All right.
This is daring.
Go for it.
I took a singing class, and the teacher said, everybody who's here for the yodeling class, please line up. Oodly, 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 oodly. Please do.
That was nice.
That was.
Well done.
Yeah.
It's hard to sing this time of morning.
It's funny, yeah. But, you know,
yeah,
it was musical.
Yes. Jim, I called a guy dude the other day, and he said, no, either call me buddy or pal. Never call me dude. It was the first time I experienced somebody's preferred bronouns. Also a long joke with no payoff.
Metro detective showed up at my house and asked me where I was between 5 and 6. I told him kindergarten.
Excellent. Over the weekend, my girlfriend said, "Hey, did you eat my leftovers in the refrigerator?" I said, "No, I ate them in the living room."
A man walks into a sperm bank, and the doctor says, "Well, get a load of this guy."
Is that the one you were thinking about saying?
I was laughing about that all day yesterday.
No, yeah, joke off or not, that is actually really funny.
That is a terrific
That's
joke.
That's an excellent joke.
It is.
Everyone listening right now will repeat to everyone they know today.
And somebody did say, I told my friend, and he goes, "Well, yeah, too bad you can't use that on the joke off."
No.
You bet I'm using it on the joke off.
Sperm is a medical term. You can use that.
That's right.
That is excellent. Well done, Jim. Good job. How was our weekend, y'all?
It was tiring for me. I had a long day Friday. I was working an event on Friday night, and I was emceeing that event. So, yeah, it was Friday. We did the show, and it was like 10 o'clock at night by the time that was done. So that was a long day.
Whirlwind day.
Then Saturday was recovery day on the couch. I watched the finale of Severance.
Ooh.
Loved it. It was insane.
Yeah.
and then my wife and I tried to watch a movie about how they mass produce all the meat that we eat.
Oh, gosh.
And, oh, yeah. We didn't make it halfway through.
Yeah, you don't want to see how the sausage is made.
It's just everything was bad.
Keep that man behind the curtain. We don't want to see
really,
it.
Keep distancing us from what actually brings the food to our plate. I don't want to know. And then last night, we had a hockey game. It was our first night playing against, playing in a league above where we were.
Okay.
So we were wondering, you know, can we hang with these people? Are they too good? Are we not good enough? And we lost, but we lost respectably, 8-5.
All right.
It was a defensive battle.
Yeah. A come from behind loss.
Yeah. What about you guys?
You
had a birthday at your house, not your birthday.
Yeah, I had a busy weekend. It was my girlfriend Melissa's birthday, and we went out to have a nice dinner on Saturday night.
Yay.
And then they went down to Mount Pleasant, where her kids live, and visited with them yesterday. Started out Saturday with my grandson Ollie's last basketball game of the season.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Six-year-old, and it was funny. They give out, you know, medals because everybody has to win something.
Yeah.
And so they call his name, and he like, gritties out to the You can watch it if you want to see it. You can follow me on Instagram.
Was the highlight of my weekend was seeing that video.
Yeah. He flosses. He's like he's the dance man of any sports team he's on.
So cute.
He's really cute.
I love that.
And my brakes started making sounds, and so I had to go get some new brakes over the weekend. So
great.
But a couple hours sitting in a tire shop waiting room is always fun.
Yeah,
you got free popcorn though, right?
Yeah, and they had the March Madness games on. So
did they?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, every time I'm stuck in a mechanics place, it's always different judge shows.
Yeah, or HGTV.
Or HGTV, yeah.
What'd you do, Jana?
Friday, I went to the gym late and, according to Landon, got hit on. But I'm pretty sure the trainer was gay, so I don't think I got hit on. But I'm going to do a workout with him later today. So
I'm
I guess
willing
we'll
to
see.
Change for you.
Yeah.
I'm willing to switch teams.
I was like, I'm pretty sure he's gay, Landon. If he's not, he's just hiding out in the closet. Like, he will come out soon. He's
all right.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall and hear your conversation.
I'll show you the text messages. They're pretty
That's
funny.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
And then Saturday, kind of a lazy day, but got the spring stuff out, Easter stuff.
Cool.
So
that's
redecorated
cool.
the house, which I love doing. And then yesterday I didn't volunteer. So Landon and I had our day together, which we never get. We had a full day together. So it was really nice. And we just sat around and didn't do much, went to church. But yeah, it was just a chill day.
Good deal.
Those are the best.
Sometimes. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
We are ready for the exciting white knuckling climax to our murder madness.
Yeah, we did brackets.
Yes, we did.
But not, with basketball. We did it with
murder. And we started with the Sinister 16 down to the Inmate 8 and then the Fatal 4. And now we have the championship round. Hopefully you've made your predictions, whether it was going to be Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer, or the Enigma that is the Zodiac Killer.
So let's bring on the man who's decided every matchup along the way and told us in his creepy voice, AI Keith Morrison from Dateline.
It's time for the most cutthroat competition, Murder Madness! Serial killers battling it out and slashing their way to number one. Murder Madness.
Ah, here we are. The final showdown. Two monsters of myth and murder. On one side, Gary Ridgway, the Greenway Killer. A man who blended into the everyday world. A simple truck painter who became the most prolific serial killer in American history. He prowled the highways, picking up vulnerable women. And when he was done, he discarded them like garbage. But oh, he never stopped. Even after his arrest, he played coy, leading detectives down a dark and endless road of confessions. And on the other side, the Zodiac Killer, a phantom, a specter, a killer who taunted police, who scrawled his twisted riddles into history. He struck without a reason, without pattern, just chaos, wrapped in ciphers, sent like postcards from hell. Unlike Ridgway, he was never caught, never unmasked. Instead, he disappeared into the mist of time, leaving us with questions that may never have answers. But now the decision must be made. Two men, one title. And who, I wonder, was the more terrifying specter of death? The one who haunted the highways or the one who haunted our nightmares?
Okay, come on.
Well now, I believe I have my answer. The most chilling killer of them all, the Murder Madness champion, is Gary Ridgway, the Greenway Killer.
Wow!
Because in the end, the boogeyman is scary. But the man you never noticed? The one hiding in plain sight?
Ooh.
Well, he's the one who gets you. I'm AI Keith Morrison, telling Woody, Jim, and Gina, have a great day.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I really thought the Zodiac Killer was going to go all the way.
Me too. So, and most people thought so too. The people that texted in.
Yeah.
There were only two people who voted for Gary Ridgway.
Oh, okay.
It was a landslide for the Zodiac Killer.
So we got a 1-2 shot of winning a 4-pack of tickets to an upcoming Preds game.
Yep.
Nice. You got a 50-50 shot because there's only two of you.
Yeah.
Well done, murderinos.
Yes.
Three things you want to know this morning.
So they figured out how much it costs to live the American dream in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
So that includes, like, you got to have a house if you're, you know, that's the American dream. Groceries, childcare, healthcare, car costs, education, transportation, and pet care. Add those up, and the average household needs to make $115,402.
Wow.
So
we're all paupers.
It's an expensive place to live.
It is, yeah.
Unless you want to drive like 50 miles out of town.
That's true. Wow. Hey, the White House has their annual Easter egg roll, and this time they're looking for sponsors. That's right. It could be the Coors Light Easter egg roll. Brought to you by Tostitos. Yeah, I guess for the prices range from like $75,000 to $200,000 if you'd like to have a corporate sponsorship for the White House Easter egg hunt.
Is this, like, where's the money going?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to probably feed, you know,
orphans
and poor children.
Yeah.
It's not just going into Trump's bank account and be hidden in a Swiss bank somewhere.
If it's going to something good, then, like,
well,
you know, whatever. But if it's going to something silly, like,
we
come
know
on.
It's going to something silly.
Yeah. Jeez.
To make up for all that Tesla stock that's dropping.
Right.
Gina?
Well, Tennessee beat UCLA in the men's bracket on Friday. So they will play Kentucky in the Sweet 16 this Friday.
Nice.
It's big news. That'll be a huge game. I believe they're playing in Kentucky as
okay.
well. So
all right.
that'll
all
be
right.
an interesting game. And then the Lady Vols will play the winner of Illinois and Texas today. And they've actually made it to the Sweet 16 as well.
Nice.
So, good deal.
The last two Tennessee teams.
UT right, cool. did pretty well. Yeah.
yeah. And I have the men's Tennessee team winning the whole bracket. So we're rooting for them.
Okay.
Because we want Gina to win.
Yes.
Right.
Everybody knows that's the
yes,
thing.
Gina needs to win.
Now, Gina, you're a big workout fiend.
Yes. Yep. Love working out.
And you came in here with a story about
a new trainer?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, there's this guy at the gym. I think he's gay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't told me, but, you know, sometimes there's just, like, some cues.
You get a vibe. I can understand that. Yeah.
Yes. And so I did leg day Friday night, and he had asked me a question, and he was training somebody or whatever. And so later he was like, hey, what are you doing on Monday? And I was like, oh, I'm hitting legs again. And he was like, can I train you? And I was like, yeah, sure. He's
okay.
like, I'll put you through a workout. And I was like, great. Yeah.
Okay.
So I texted my husband, and who already, I guess I kind of got myself into it, but he already has like reservations about this gym and all these guys hitting on me.
Oh, okay.
Got some jealousy things going on.
It is kind of like a Tinder app you know, with workout equipment.
It's a sore spot. yeah. So I texted him and I said, the gay trainer at the gym asked me to do a leg workout on Monday with him. Is that okay? And I only specified that so that he wouldn't get his panties in a twist.
Get all, you know, jealous.
Yeah.
Think, oh, well, if he's gay, I guess I don't have to worry about anything.
Right. So he sent me back an eye rolling emoji and he said, is he for real gay? And so I was like, well, just, you know, come with me. I said, if he's not, he's still in the closet. Like this guy's
pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay.
So then my loving husband said, he better not try anything. If you catch him looking at your butt, you better tell me. Because if he does, I'm going to knock his butt back straight as a freaking board.
Wow.
And so I just like sent back, ha, 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 ha. Because I'm laughing in the gym at this point. Yeah. And granted, he's at work while this is happening, which is a place that he hates. So he's already just like in
a bad mood already.
Yeah. I'm just adding to it. And then he said, I'm serious. I'll squash his nuts between two plates and make him a female.
Oh. Ow.
So I think he's going to come. Yeah, he's going to come later to the gym with me, with this trainer. And he's not going to work out with us, but he'll, you know, be on the prowl and make this guy's on
keeping
his
best
an eye
on everyone. Yeah. You had no idea you were married to Vlad the Impaler.
I know.
And he's seriously like the sweetest guy, but yeah, I guess he doesn't like guys hitting on me, which is fair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as you don't physically do all the things you're threatening.
Right. Well, like,
then you have to go visit him at Riverbend.
Yeah. And I usually wear like a rubber ring, but I wasn't wearing one that day. And so I'd given the trainer my phone number and he gave me his. And I'd put my maiden name in there because I'm still getting used to it, my married name and everything.
Name, yeah.
So I texted him quickly and I was like, hey, I put Gina Berg, but it's actually Gina McGee. I got married and I'm still getting used to my name. Just to, again, to like solidify, hey, I'm married. Like, even if you're straight, you know.
There's no chance here.
What was his response?
He said, he was like, oh, I hope I didn't give you the wrong impression.
Oh, okay.
So we're good. Like, we're clear. I feel good about it.
I'm still worried.
Oh, great. I hope Landon's not listening.
It's time for another Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes back and forth till one of us laughs. Whoever laughs first is the loser.
Yeah, you don't want to laugh.
Yeah. Jim won early with I have to admit, a really good joke.
It was an excellent
joke. It was like diamond in the rough.
Yeah. I mean, check it out. You can find it on the Woody and Jim Show podcast. It'll be up before noon. And also, it'll be on the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page and Instagram. You'll get to see the reactions
behind the scenes
or the no reactions because they're not funny.
All right, it's ready for round two of the Woody and Jim joke off.
Kick us off, Woodman.
Jim, I started a company that sells indoor trampolines to religious leaders.
Okay.
Profits are going through the roof.
I guess
that didn't take too long to get to that punchline, did it?
No. Woody, why did the newspaper blush? Because it saw the comic strip.
Oh.
It's red all over.
Yeah.
Jim, tonight we're having Himalaya rabbit. Himalayan rabbit stew for dinner.
Ooh.
We found a Himalayan on the side of I-24.
I like it.
I'll bring you some.
Didn't laugh.
Bring you some.
I ran into two old friends in the same day, and they wanted to sell me antique globes. And I just thought, small world.
Jim, if you get a message from me and it's about canned meat, don't open it.
Really?
It's spam.
Almost. My wife dressed up as a policewoman and told me I was under arrest on suspicion of being good in bed. Whoa. After 2 minutes, all charges were dropped due to lack of evidence.
Frighteningly accurate for all of us. Jim, I asked my daughter to hand me the phone book. She laughed and called me a dinosaur and said, here's my iPhone. It has everything you need in it. So, long story short, the spider is dead, the iPhone is broken, and my daughter's really pissed.
Your reaction.
I like.
It's one of those jokes where you go, eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Eh? Oh, your face is too good.
Speaking of phones, I think my phone is broken.
No.
I pressed the home button, and I'm still at work.
I like that.
Yeah.
Jim, I told the boss that I need a raise because two companies were after me. You know, the electric company and the water company.
I'm trying to convince my dad to get a new hearing aid, but he just won't listen.
Ah, that's cute. No matter how hard I work, I know I'll never be rich. I'll always be Woody. That one hurt me.
Woody, what do you call a nervous javelin thrower?
Shakespeare. Cute. What do you call a cult that's difficult to join?
I don't know.
A difficult. Okay.
That was terrible. I was really expecting something more clever.
Something better.
I was like, no, that was it.
It's time. Join us every Monday for the Woody and Jim Joke Off as we over deliver and underperform.
It was difficult.
It was difficult.
For everyone.
Everybody is still getting the texts over and over about you have unpaid tolls.
Mm-hmm. Scam texts. Yeah,
yeah. And there's a little link that you can follow. Don't do that. It's a scam. Somebody actually posted on Nashville Reddit that it went to somebody's phone who didn't even have a driver's license, wasn't old enough. like a 12-year-old girl got a text.
Do better.
Yeah. So, yeah, especially if you have kids, just remind them, don't clink on leaks like that because it's always a scam.
Exactly. I got a text on, I think, Friday.
Yeah. I've got a couple this week.
Finally there. Got me.
Yeah. Like, we have no toll rolls in Tennessee, by the way.
I know. You don't even know me.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's Woody and Jim in the Morning. We are ready now to play Gender Wars. Let's meet our contestants. For the ladies in the audience, we have Megan in McMinnville. Hey, Megan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
For the guys, we have Jason. He is in Murfreesboro. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Good luck to both of you. We have a warm-up, get acquainted question for you.
Yeah, let's start with Megan. What's the last new thing you tried?
I'm such a creature of habit and boring, so I don't have anything exciting.
You try nothing. Oh, is there anything boring that you tried?
Let's say I'm making a new garden, a container garden this year.
Oh.
That's not as exciting as I am right now.
That's kind of exciting.
My wife and I are going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Yeah.
We're all boring.
Both of us, right?
I'll see you at the meeting of boring people. Jason, what about you? What's the last new thing you tried?
I tried a burrito without taking the stuff off of it. Just all kinds of crap in it. I'm a picky eater when it comes to stuff like that.
How did it go?
It wasn't too bad. You just got to forget about it.
Okay. It's a process. It's just the first step of getting out of picky eaterhood. Okay. You each have a screw you can use, and let's kick things off with a multiple choice question.
All right. We start with you, Megan. Here we go. NFL players get their jersey numbers based on what position they play. If you wear number 12, are you most likely a running back, a kicker, or a quarterback?
A screw. I have no idea.
No idea. Okay.
Uh-oh. She's using the screw early. Let's see if Jason knows the answer to the question.
That would be a QB.
You have a QB, a quarterback. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there you go.
That puts Megan in the hole early.
Okay, Jason.
My kids are going to be so mad. They all play football, and I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is the worst.
It's okay, well, now you know.
Yeah,
Jason,
right?
Libra, Aquarius, or Gemini, which zodiac sign is represented by a set of twins?
Set of twins, zodiac sign. Gemini?
Yes.
Yes. Well
wow.
Done.
Wow. Well done.
Okay, that means you have a 2-0 lead. You got to get this one right if you want to stay in the game, Megan.
She's ready.
In the classic comedy Pee-wee's Big Adventure, what was stolen and he looks for it throughout the whole movie?
I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen that.
It's been a bit.
It's okay. Just take a crack at it.
I'll guess.
I know he's on his bike the whole time. Is that what he's looking for?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's his bike.
Wow, that took a long time.
I know. We were very lenient.
Jason, we were generous there. Yeah. Gotta admit. We thought she might be able to pull it out, and she did.
Yeah, all right. So now if you get this one right, Jason, you still win, okay?
Automatically.
Okay.
Okay, Jason. Who played the title role in the Barbie movie?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie is right.
Wow.
Yes.
And see? Dreams do come true. Well done, Jason. You are the winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, we've got some tickets for you to go to see Styx in concert.
Nice.
And Megan, we enjoyed having you. Enjoy the gardening.
We do Gender Wars every morning at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's another Woody and Jim Show podcast. Extra, 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 extra.
We thought we'd answer the question we've been asking people lately on Gender Wars,
right?
Which is, what's the last new thing you tried?
A new thing.
But among members of the show. Now, Gina, you were the first one. You almost like were like raising your hand. I haven't.
I got one.
Me.
Teacher, pick me.
Come on.
I tried those birthday cake Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
They're like limited edition, and I don't think they should be limited edition.
Should they be permanent?
I think they should be.
Oh, yes. That's a good endorsement.
They're really, really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the really Post Malone good. Oreos, they said limited edition, but that has to be available all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
They need to stop coming out with really good flavors.
Yeah, and then take it away.
Right.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, mix it up with something that isn't good.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a child, you don't hand them a cookie and then take it away.
Well, and then they expire too. So I was like, okay, wait, I can't buy these and like freeze them for when they, don't sell them anymore. Like, what am I supposed to do? So.
Gotta eat them.
Yeah.
They don't last forever like Twinkies.
No, they're really good. I would recommend not trying them because you're going to be as hooked as I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
just don't even go down that road.
Just don't.
Don't let that vampire in my house.
Yeah. Yep. Don't do it.
Nope.
It's
just
so
nothing you
good.
Want to get involved with.
Yeah.
The last new thing I tried was probably Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And every time my son comes over, just hang out and visit, he puts the most random things on YouTube, which is probably shaking up our algorithm a little bit.
Right.
But I don't know. We turned around and then he had us watching. It's like a whole genre of videos on YouTube of South Koreans going to the mountains and then glamping. And it's like ASMR. They don't talk. They just like, they have all these products. And I think that it's like maybe made by the people who make these glamping products.
So it's product placement in the videos. Okay.
Yeah.
But like the tents that they're out supposedly camping in and like this guy is setting up. It's all him setting up, but it's like these giant things that have like vaulted ceilings and have like a wood stove fireplace inside.
Mm, dang.
And it's all like ASMR. So you hear like the zip of the zippers on the, and then they're like assembling all these like cute little things. And all this stuff is like, it's right out of the box because it's like never been used.
Right.
Like, I've been using this for 5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. But It's a thing.
Those videos are so, there's something about them because
they're addictive.
Even like get ready videos or unboxing videos, anything, oh, yeah. it's weirdly addicting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started watching this girl who was doing kind of the same thing, but she had different stuff. And my son and my wife kept saying like, she's not really camping. She's not going to stay there for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, it's all set up. She was there for like 3 hours.
Yeah. And everything, and then she left.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, and this is a cat that lives around here in the mountains, but he's really cute, and he's perfectly, like, washed and, you know, like, manicured. I'm like, that's a stunt cat. Don't fall for that. It's all fake.
It left on their own in the wilderness. Cats would dress up, like, in sailor suits.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know
yeah.
they would.
Oh, yeah. One guy had a dog that was a... it looked like he had a North Face jacket on, but it was like, I think
a puffer.
Paw Face or something. It
oh,
was
that's
like,
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
I actually ran into a glamping thing on TikTok, and I said to my girlfriend, I said, we should go glamping sometime. And she said, yes. And now that's all I'm getting in my feed.
Yeah. Just,
oh, look at these nice places that all in Tennessee. Look.
You said it out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're going to be fed constantly.
Yes.
Yep.
Other new thing we tried is there's a new goldfish. Remember they did the goldfish that was Harry Potter butter beer flavor?
Yeah, and they were good.
There's a new one called, it's a strawberry shortcake.
Ooh.
And yes, also good. Very good.
Very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you had the last ones that were, they're kind of like, okay, they were going away from the salty into the buttery kind of flavor.
Yeah.
And now we're going right to the frosting.
Yeah.
Was it like a super strong strawberry flavor?
That was very mild. It was good.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
Okay. That's what gets me concerned about strawberry things. Yes. I don't like the artificial strawberry.
You can taste the chemicals in it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like the red dye.
Yeah.
Yep, red dye number 5.
Yeah.
You'll be barely alive after you get...
Also, we checked out a brand new show. It's only had a couple of episodes out. It's Happy Face on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
This is about, it's based on a true story of the guy who was the Happy Face killer.
Oh, shocking. It's real crime.
I know.
Woody.
We kind of caught up after, you know, being inspired by our murder madness bracket game. But yeah, it focuses on the daughter of the guy who was in prison and the things she has to face, you know, like
since
when she was a little child and then later on in life.
She's got to live with the reputation of being the daughter of the Happy Face killer.
And her dad confessed to something that someone else was charged with. So if she comes forward and is a witness for this other person, he could get out of jail.
Ooh.
So it's like she's... stuck in a little, you know, rock and a hard place.
Dilemma.
Yeah. So
I've seen trailers for it. I want to see it.
Yeah, they do a new episode every Thursday.
Okay. So.
Does the Happy Face killer have happy meals?
He only gets unhappy meals. Nuggets are cold.
Isn't it Grimace? Is that what his name is?
Yes.
Okay. We return you now to our regularly scheduled podcast. We all deserve a Woody and Jim mood boost.
So a French talk show had people with unusual laughs on.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 4 or 5 different people, and these laughs are strange.
So weird.
Very
so
contagious.
Weird. So we thought that nothing is better than laughing with people, and to give you a good mood boost, especially for a Monday, we would present this to you guys. It almost sounds like me trying to do the turkey call.
Yeah. Wow.
Those are all human beings making those sounds.
Yeah,
they're
real
actual
people.
Labs.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's so funny because one of them gets the other ones laughing, and they all have a weird laugh, which makes the other ones laugh.
Uh-huh.
It's like this cavalcade,
avalanche
of laughs.
Wow. There's your mood boost, a little giggle fest with Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Ha ha ha! Three things you want to know this morning. Over the weekend, we lost legendary boxer George Foreman, who was later known mostly for the George Foreman Grill.
Yeah.
But yeah, he died at the age of 76 over the weekend. Ooh. He had 12 children.
Wow.
Five boys, all of which he named George. That way he wouldn't have to learn a new name.
I was surprised he didn't call the girls George as well.
Actually, yeah, there's one daughter named Georgetta.
Oh, so not Georgina.
It got pretty close.
Georgia.
All right. Wow.
That's amazing.
Man. Researchers have found there's a certain day of the week you shouldn't schedule your surgeries for, and that day is Fridays.
Oh.
Because they're already thinking about the weekend, wanting to get out or something?
No, they said it actually has to do with hospital staffing. That more than likely, you know, the senior experienced doctors are already off. And junior surgeons will come in and less experienced personnel work on Fridays. They found that, so like their recoveries and complications or worse happen more often when they happen on Fridays. They said it's worse if you're having like cardiac or vascular surgery.
Some like really important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter as much so much for obstetrics and plastic surgery.
Okay.
But yeah, go for Mondays.
So as good you're going out with the anesthesia and you look up at the doctor and say, "You've done this before, right?"
Doctor, I'm not a doctor. And that's the last thing you hear. What you got, Gina?
So Governor Bill Lee has officially written a letter to the NFL to host the 2029 Super Bowl in Nashville.
Nice.
There's been a lot of talks of having it, but
that's one of the main reasons they built the new stadium, yeah.
Right, yeah, they were hopeful that it would bring a Super Bowl here. So let's hope. I mean, the NFL draft was huge for Nashville. It generated $133 million in spending.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And we crushed it. I mean, we set the bar.
Yes. Yeah.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I've got a meeting with somebody, church stuff this afternoon, and then tonight is dinner and a movie night.
Oh, yeah,
us,
cool.
Everybody coming over. My wife made some kind of vegetarian thing, and I'm going to have to like sneak some like chicken nuggets in a closet or something.
You'll be under the table eating beef jerky.
Yeah. So that's what we get going on. What about you, Gina?
Nice. I have a couple second job meetings. Going to go to the gym, but I think I'm going to go to the gym earlier than established without the trainer. I think I'm going to reschedule.
Oh, okay.
So,
are you looking to settle things down, let the like a cooling off period?
No, it just some things opened up in my schedule, so I'm able to go to the gym earlier.
Okay, so you're going to take advantage.
I'd rather get that out of the way and then
avoid any kind of, you know, traumatic love triangle.
Yes, and then reschedule for Thursday, but Landon works Thursday, so he's not happy about that.
I work on Thursday, and you knew that.
We're just trying to tear you two apart.
I'm just trying to get gains, bro.
I have some very Monday things to do. I have to go grocery shopping. I haven't done that in a while.
Yep.
And I also got a call from the veterinarian, as you know, we had to have Sheldon, my dog, put down a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
His paw print is ready to pick up. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they do like an impression? Or
I think I don't exactly know what. I just said, yeah, okay, do whatever. So yeah. I guess I'll find out with everybody else what it is.
That's a happy, sad moment.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice remembrance.
Help you to remember.
Yeah. It's very cool. All right. Well, I think I brought everybody down enough.
Okay. And I'm going to make everyone happy by talking about my dead dog. How'd it work?